We're holding here about the Gyesh Shneim Atemes oven that the piece we just saw. The Maharal's going to be dealing with two areas. He's going to be dealing with why Dafke Gyesh Shneim, and then the next piece that we didn't see it is why Dafke Yigia. The first part, his point was that if something has a tzura shleima to it, of a guf and a nefesh, and if it's missing one of them, then it's going to be chaser, in the sense that that's the crack, so to speak, where something bad can come into, and the mela, the person has to be mashing both of them. The part that he's madgish more than the other is the part that the part about the derecheret part, that a person would have thought maybe just Torah is enough, and then he says derecheret, and he says certainly kol shekein, if he's not omul b'teira, which is ashlomis nafshay, there you certainly call him adam chasa, and therefore you would say that it is one, it's mekalz of the person as a whole. But when he's mashing both of them, that's why he's mesulik ben achetnav. It's interesting. There's a chiddush here that he kind of, it's not beforeish, but it's there in his words, that, let's give an example. Let's say a person has, they build ships today. They used to build, they built ships for many generations where if you wanted to minimize the risk of sinking it, they would make separate compartments, watertight compartments. That means that if there's a hole in one side of the ship and the water will get into it, you can close the door and it won't get into the other part. So if a person has a ship like that and one room gets flooded to the other room, then if one room gets flooded, that room is completely flooded, but since it doesn't go to the other room, it doesn't really affect the other room. So the fact that a person has both a nefesh and a guf, and each one of them, if there's a crack in it, he's chayta with that inyan, that's a davar pashut. A person's guf is something which is a which if he doesn't have a with the guf, he's metanef the guf. If he doesn't have a with the nefesh, he's metanef the nefesh. That, I think, is the most of the pshitas, and I don't think there's a chiddush in what he's saying. The chiddush that he's saying is that they are mechubah to each other in a way that doing something wrong in one of them will create a pagam in the other one. The demis is that nekuda of chiba between the two, and meidach gisa, a digression from the way we understand it, was really a chiddush of the Ivanim. In other words, the concept of a soul, the concept of a metzias that is kind of a perfect metzias that is parallel to our metzias, them is Plato. Plato's a big chiddush in the sense that he said every tzura in this world is mimicking a tzura of another world. There's the perfect, the ideals that he called them. The perfect triangle is really, whenever we speak of a triangle, we speak of something that is of that nature. So there is a kind of olam elyon, so to speak. It's a very different picture than we have. But the music that our world is a parallel to, it's not parallel as much as it's an imitation of a world that exists. The fact that a person, when he understands something, what he's really doing is he's quote unquote remembering things. In other words, when a person instinctively, so to speak, learns something, means that that instinct is in the person already. The person recognizes different truths. So those truths he knows from a different metzias, and he forgot it when he was born, however we understand that, and we're relearning. That's Bemis Plato's Nakuda. So in a certain oifin, he very much touched on Nakudas that are very similar power nekudas. The metzius of a double layer of person is something that was very, very, that was brought out the havlata by him. The difference, the place that really we make a big distinction between the two, and the Chazal say, and the Bemis, and their writing, but the Rishonim speak about it, the metzius that there could possibly be a kesher between the two. In other words, if let's say somebody shows Talmidim, somebody's teaching art to students, and he shows a painting. So they all sit, they make a painting like that painting. We all say that the painting that they make like that original painting is an imitation. Sometimes better, sometimes not so good, but that's all it is. It's not that there's an inherent incorporation of that mitzvah into the other mitzvah. The world of ideals, so to speak, it's a perfect world. It's got its own mitzvah, and our world draws from it, imitates it, has of it in it, but it's not directly connected to it. Later on, I mean, Aristotle, who differed, it's hard to get a grasp, but basically, he went a lot more downwards and claimed, and when he said, you know, when you're asking the question, what is good, what is virtuous, basically the answer lies in its mitzvahs within itself. In other words, a good horse is a horse that performs as to the best that horses do. It's built into it, it's tchunas hanefesh, and when you're able to give out its best tchunas hanefesh, that is goodness. So lemashal, let's say if we take a person and we ask what is the best person, we will say a person that brings out human qualities, whatever we would consider to be naturally inside the person as a physical being, those are the qualities that it brings out. The beyond the human is not shaykh to him, and there exists a beyond the human, but that's not really of any chshivas to the person. It's greater than a person. That's what it is. So in the picture that they drew, there was the first understanding of al yoinim atachtoinim to a darga, but it was al yoinim and tachtoinim with a total period between them, and it's not shaykh that a tachton should have tchunis of elyon in it, and certainly not be able to express those tchunis. So there were many other kfiris that there could be a god that would possibly be interested in the world, which they denied, and that's what Rishonim quote, that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too nala to go down into a olam of chayma, that was their attitude, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be in tachtonim, he's too pure, he's too great. That is part of their shita, but that was very much their hashkafa and shita. So even if a person has a tzura of a nefesh and a tzura of a guf, the goof can never expect it to become nefesh. It would be a distortion of it. The muscle, just like if we take a boy that has, 100 IQ, and try to force him to become a kivega, we would say that that's cruel and it's wrong and it's bad, because that child is not a kivega type person. So the same thing with a human being. To take a human being and to try to make a malach out of him is a distortion of a human being. The tzura, Ralph speaks a lot, and that there is the seichel hanivdol, and there's the tzura that's in it. The tzura that's in it is something that belongs to the chesed. So a triangle, which is kind of the way they envisioned it, a triangle has a tzura of triangle stamped onto the Metzias Adava, and the Mela, the so that's Shayach still to this world. A world that is Ruchnius, pure Ruchnius, has no Shayachis, the Tzuras Adam, and the Mela, you're very wrong to take a bus of Adam and to give it Teichen of something that is completely divorced from it. The soul of the thing, the term soul, the way Aristotle used it, meant the essence of the thing as it is. So the best use of a human body and human emotions as they are would be the Tzuras Adam, and you can't go further than that. So what he calls it Derech Eretz would be very much in line what the Yevonim, of what Aristotle considered to be Shleimus Adam. Adrabe, anything more than that would be Kemat Megareya. Since the tzur of the person is totally locked into itself, it can't go further than that, and that's what it is. I want to add an akuda to that. In the big picture, whatever human seichel understands, whatever the human mind can grasp, is still shaykh to a person. So the muscle morality that the human mind can deher is shaykh to the person's metzias. So what wise and good people can get together and say, these are behaviors that will make for the best husband and wife and father and countryman and person in the world, these are good behaviors, that belongs to Tzuras Adam, because it's shaykh to the perception that tefisa that we have. Anything beyond that is shaykh to a metzias that's not us, and the etzem should not be shaykh to Adam. In Alanisim we say lashkicham teresecho ulehaviram mechukei ritzenecho. So I guess the pashtu pshat would be lashkicham teresecho is we get the learning part. Ulehaviram mechukei ritzenecho means that you don't do. I mean, that's how we should learn. Chukei ritzenecho is a code word for doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And at that way, the pashtu pshat would be, if you don't learn, you don't know what mitzvahs to do, and so on. But that seems to be oversimple. Of course, Yavin wants us to stop doing mitzvahs, whatever the cheshmah was, whatever they wanted. So, of course, if people become amaratim, they're not going to know. It doesn't seem, so the main thing they wanted to was lavir mechukat zanecha. You find the same shituf on Matzei Shabbos, when we say atachon antada matat harasecha, batlamdeinu lasis bahem or natahem chukei ritzeinecha. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us Yedias HaTorah and taught us through that to do chukei ritzeinecha. And the shaila is, well, you're talking about the choinein, about das, great. What's the oisfir that in the mele you gave us seichel and you taught us to do chukei ritzeinecha? The word choik and the word rotten both imply things that cannot and will not be understood. A chayk is something without a reason. Rotzen, when something comes from chachma, it is a, when something comes from chachma, it's something that has a mahalach, that I could be teifis, that could be inherently meaningful to me. When something comes from rotzen, it means there's no tefis in it. There is no pattern of tefisa to that, and I can't grasp it. That's what it means. So what's the pshat? You granted a seichel to understand the Torah, and the neila and the neila we can be mekayim the things that don't make sense. There's something missing here. It doesn't mean the kitzur shohara that we understand. If we learn Torah, we're not kitzur shohara. We know how to do. Why they called chukir tzeinecha? So the emes is, Tzuras Adam at his best. When it says that Adam was niver but Selma Lakim. So Rashi says Lehovin Lahaskil. But the Lehovin means that a person, the Koyach of Bina is to extrapolate from something to something which is not. I know something here, I have some information in front of me, and with that information, from that I can understand something beyond it. Maven Dovim Tertov is like when you build out what's called cantilevered building. When you build out a mepeset, it's not resting on anything. One end of it is resting on a building, and the rest of it is Toilet Oblima. It's not standing on anything. The Koyach of Bina is like a Koyach of Binyan, where I can build out from that which I have to what I don't have. The famous Zev quote a few times in the Yonah Rosh Hashanah, where he says, how do I know this whole Inyan of Mishpat and Din Lamala? It's been given over to us, and even the person that it wasn't given over to, he can look around him in the world that there is and understand a world and understand what's behesta. He has to be, he can be mizbrain in what's bizgalia, and he'll know what's behesta because Malchus de Rakia is Kay Malchus de Ara, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu linked the two worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself on two oifanim. You find the Lashonis all over. Chochmosa Yisbarach and Ritzoyne Yisbarach. Chochmosa Yisbarach is the chelek of Mishpat, and Ritzoyne Yisbarach is the chelek of Chayk. When a person learns from that which he knows, he can sense that which he doesn't know. Moshul Ma'adav Adayma. There's a famous Maisa. I don't say it on Rav Chaim Brisker, but the Taichin is the same, that somebody said, Taichin said something, and he said, there's no such Taichin. And then Rav Chaim said, it's not, or there's no such Rambam. It's not that I know for sure that I could, that I have a Taichin, but I know Taichin can't say something like that. I know the Rambam can't say something like that. When a person knows, when a person reaches a certain gvul in Chachma, a certain ketzei in Chachma, Chachma stops at that point, but it goes on from there. The person can see out further into the world of Ratzon. It's just like when a person first gets married, so his wife husband has to say everything they want. I like this, I don't like this, this. When a person is married long enough, then the person has instinct. Without asking her, I know it's not a type of thing she's not to like. Why? Because somewhere along the line, I can stealth through the person's... I have a tefis in the person's rutzen. So even without saying, oh, she said this, and therefore she doesn't like this, I have a certain deher that I can build out into the realms of rutzen that has not been discovered yet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two levels of world, magbil, parallel to the guf in a big picture, the guf including the seichel pashut, that is the person seichel that the hair is what is, and the nefesh, which is always behesta, always intangible, and always unfathomable, but a person can dehair from one to the other. That's the inyan of when we say that a person, when we give a muscle from one thing to the other, there's a gemara. It's very interesting. The gemara in Asar Yuchsin, it says, I don't remember, it says, someone told one amara yesterday, one, Har'eni Parsim, Har'eni Tam Yecham Shabbavel, Har'eni, show me this, show me this. So Rashi says, I think it was Levi, was a Baal Mashal. And he, because that's what it says, right? The Parasim, the Gemara says, they're like David, Mr. Bolim, and so on and so forth. Show, quote unquote, show me this, show me that, meant, show me a dugma, and from the dugma, I'll understand the thing. I don't need a picture of a Parasim. If you paint a picture of a bear, I know what a Parasim looks like. And if you show me the Talmud Chacham, the Mitzvayonim, or whatever it is, all the things that he asked for, Mashal and dugma. So the Koyach of Bina is something that allows a person, a person's bit selam alakim, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his mitzvahs kaviyachol vis-a-vis the world. Not two separate mitzvahs, but from the world a person can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that kriyach is called bina. It just like Lamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu created vayiven esat seila, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a mitzvah from Adam, but he built a whole other being, on that tzela. A woman is different than a man, so it's a different mitzvah, but it's built on the platform of a man. So that is the koyach of bina. The Yevone took it one half a step. They began to understand klolim in the world, which is a koyach of bina, but they stopped it short, very strongly. They said, in other words, the things that are still within the realm of the visible, of the physical, of the palpable, that goes into it. So I can draw laws of science, etc., but I can't go past that. So they be'etzem use their koyach, a machshava, to close off the world. So just like Lahavel today, science says, you know, we use the scientific method, says from that which I know, I can extrapolate a lot of klolim, and those klolim are true. I don't have to test every single case, but I can test significant cases and draw conclusions that are universal, but I can't go past that. I can't say that the whole world, from the world here, I can draw to something higher than that. If a person has in himself a sense of goodness, then there must be a whole world of goodness. They don't draw that. They stop it over there, and that's where they blocked it off. So they also, in other words, the Yavan and the secular world also said that a person might have two compartments, but the religious part is not it's either kuloi guf, like the Kray Shitas, where it's all an evolutionary tool for the survival. That's why people like music, that's why people get angry, that's why people impose morality, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Everything is all pure guf. That's one way of getting rid of das. And the second way is by saying it's all not shaykh to this. It's just like if somebody happens to like music, very percussion music, it's very good, but music doesn't connect to his physical life in any way. He happens to like music, and music is a world of music, and that's that. It's got no shaykh to anything else, really. The shaykh of this higher world, that it's mechubah to this world, was the nekuda that Klal Yisrael believed it. And that's why a kilkel in one is bal karchach a kilkel in the other. If you mekalkel a person's nefesh, the goof becomes mekalkel also. There's no such thing, ultimately, as a person who's good, who doesn't have a sense of the hechakite of man, that there's more to man than his flesh and blood. And there is no such thing as a person who is who's sholem in hechakite and hasn't worked on reining in his goof together with it. The putting the two together, that chibur was very much Kai Yisrael. The inyanim of Mila and Shabbos and so on, they were all things. Mila especially, which was anathema to the Yevanim. The pshat is there are tikkunim in the guf. A tikkun in the guf should be a gufnistika thing only. In other words, the perfect body is the body that is physically perfect. And as a physical body, it is the perfect body, and a well-trained, well-developed body is excellence in body. To take something that's shaloi min aminyan, to take mila and impose it on a person, in other words, mila, what's mila got to do with the body? What does the bris of the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to do with the body? It's an ideal. It's an idea. So fine, it belongs to that world. To take something that's and impose it on the body is a defiling of the body. Because why should my body take on any type of medical procedure that's not shayach to the that's not shayach to the body's needs and drives? And if you want to argue that there's a nefesh neshama, fine, let the nefesh neshama take care of itself and not impose and not intrude on the body. The chibur between the two was something that Klal Yisrael possessed. And in Mechlal, we admire Zikna. Yevanim admired young people, and we still live with that admiration, that because young people, and the reason is very simple, a young person's body is definitely at its best capacity. A young person's body is the most physically capable body. An older person who's worked on himself, his face shows avoda nigiyah and chachmas adam tarpanav, all the tchunis of the imposition of a higher metzias onto that metzias. And that was to them absolutely ludicrous. To a typical guy puts on his wall either pictures of Taivas Nashim or pictures of athletes of sorts or movie stars, because, you know, physical bodies, I mean, he has no problem saying that the great people were the wise people, but if you want to look at a body, then look at a body that is the best body you could find. Klal Yisrael finds a beauty finds a special beauty in the panim of Chachmas Adam Tari Panav, because we find that the Yofi is when there's a co-joining of the Nefesh and the Guf. When you see on a person's Guf, and especially his panim, you see something that you say, Ruchnius has left its stamp on it. There's a chibur between the person, the person's whole mitzvah is called Tzmaisei Tamarna, the person's panim is called Tzmaisei Panav, the person's eyes seem automatically focused on Kedusha and away from something that's not Kedusha, then we see a tremendous yefu when the two have been joined together. So this thing that he speaks about over here, that there's a Toiv Toirin Dach Eretz, Shegesh Hans Oven, it's not two separate things. For the guf, the best thing is the heretz. For the nefesh, the best thing is this. And each one has its own mareches of aveiros and mitzvos. It's one inyan. And the toiv of a crack in one is a crack in the other. If a person's guf and mitzvos does not carry the stamp of the higher part of the person, it's defective, and it will be mekalkel in turn to the neshama also. And if the person's neshama is not developed, his nefesh is not developed, then it will affect the physical. He won't be able to steig and grow on the physical level either. So the two together in them is the teichin of Klaus Osteria versus Umasoilim at their best. Any questions?
The older philosophy of Plato and Aristotle were saying that it was either focused either at the area of guf or the area of seichel, but there was never any kind.
Plato, in a sense, said this: what we have down here is nothing. Purity and endless life in an up there. It's up there with Suras.
But there was never any type of demand or drisha that somehow a person needs to aspire to something more virtuous and profound.
No, it's full of such, but the more virtuous is, Aristotle first answers the question, what is virtuous? I mean, when you say a person ought to be, and if I understand correctly, again, I didn't take a few cases, I don't know it very, very well. To the best of my ability, they write that the virtue in the Greek language is more akin, it's like asking a virtuous car, means a car that drives very well, keeps to the road,
And I mean, the Rambam, who clearly was involved in Chochmas Yevanis,
yes,
and very, very mushba from it.
Well,
like,
the Rambam says something very fascinating. The Rambam's sheet about Aristotle in general is, he said, Aristotle is emes on everything that he speaks about under the Galgo Halavana. And even, I mean, a faith like that kingdom quotes Aristotle constantly about Midas and everything. They all understand it. They understand that he understood that their Herod's part well, and you can take that picture in what is good civil behavior, and it's good. He was aimed on Amitius, but left out the Iker, where it's mishabit to something higher. So they felt like the Rambam took his science up to a certain point, and anything up to godliness, his science was okay. So they felt his chachma perceived an emes as regards the lower part, but not the teichum part.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Okay.
Okay, shkar.
Shkar. Shkar.
Shkar.